to talk with you guys about the methods that I got my coaches to use. And this was kind of an accidental thing to discover, really. I mean, people have been doing it for forever and a day, which is kind of it is a marketing technique, but really it's just a marketing technique. People do it in the online industry because it helps them grow their audience, and they're taught to do it because it helps them grow their audience. But when you initiate something like that and you do it because it's growing your audience, already you can feel that it's kind of a bit of a funny, weird, disconnected thing. And it really just adds to the list of everything that coaches don't know, that as soon as you put a computer in front of us, for some reason, when you're a coach and you're good with people in the kinesthetic sense of world and life things, you put a computer in front of us and all of a sudden everything that's in our brain disappears and we just go into this black void hole of, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. But it's not true at all. You actually do know what you're doing. And I really, really want to get that message across today. You do know what you're doing. And a link that I need to share with you, which I will go share right now on the Facebook Live, because let me get all the tech over and done with. I'm going to put it in the comments on the Facebook Live, if it'll allow me, is the new monthly membership that's launching. It's free at the moment. So go and join the group if you'd like to. You absolutely don't have to. I don't usually do anything that's low end, but what I'm going to do in this group with the live videos and the content, because it just feels good, is actually share with everybody that's in there all the methods that I use with the VIP guys. Now, the difference is that my VIP guys actually get to speak to me every week, like literally on the phone. And something that I'm going to share with you again today is the way I run that mastermind. I'm going to call it a mastermind. You can call it whatever you want. It's a group, and they're VIP, as in they pay the most money to me, so they get the most attention, which is probably how it would already work with you and your clients. So I'm using the camera as a mirror. So one of the ways, because what I've found, so that's what I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through marketing that works without you talking directly to camera, but you will be talking to camera, and we're going to talk about doing interviews with other people and how it works and how I'm on a flow now. So I will stop going off track and clicking links and stuff, and how it actually works, how the interview process with people, because it can be done online, works to accidentally grow your list. But what I believe with every cell of my body, and you just lean into it and see what feels better for you, is I always, when I look back at my business and when I got the most enjoyment from it, which is always when you feel better, which is, so that's always when more opportunities are created, and it's always when you kind of light up the world and randomly more clients find you from different places all around the world, right? Because you're in a better place. So it's so important to be doing things from you being in a better place. So that's always where I will bring things home to. And these are just the things that I'm teaching that have worked for me. So they're the things that have worked for me. They're not necessarily going to work for you. And it's the same with every single person's course that you do, or learnings that you learn. And you try a little bit of it on and then you see what fits. And then, to be honest, what I've realized now with even all the marketing rules, etc., is that I feel like I've honestly learned all the rules so I can break them. And it was always the same in the health coaching field as well. I feel like I'd learned every diet, done every diet, done it all with clients as well, you know, from bodybuilding to full paleo to high carb to low fat to all of it, to from Pilates to gymnastics to, again, like bodybuilding to half marathons, everything, as you probably all have done if you're fitness and health people. Then you realize kind of what works, and it's great if people just get off the couch and all methods work if they follow something. Well, this is the same, but it's got to feel good. So we're going to talk about the marketing and the online version that can actually feel good, that I realize feel good, because if I look back into my past, you know, with the 20 years of health coaching, personal training, massage, multiple clinics, massage, etc., is, guys, the link for this, if you're on Instagram, the link for Zoom is, actually message me if you need it. I'll send it through to you. what I've realized looking back is I would create content, literally including interviews and videos by myself, but I would create content specifically for the clients that I already had. And then voila, that would then help grow more clients like the ones that I already had. That, and what I realize with all this stuff now is that every single thing I'm telling you as well has been put into some kind of weird marketing genre, term, terminology, method, system, rule book, PDF, like whatever, honestly. But I highly recommend, and again, I don't see people saying this because then you won't watch their content, but it is the truth that the less you watch social media, the better. Honestly, the better, especially with females. Don't start watching stuff because you just end up comparing yourself. It's totally irrelevant. Like, if you're going to scroll, scroll on purpose, but otherwise, no scrolling. And it's funny, if my clients, if I've got one of them for a week or two and I can tell that they're not in a good mood, I'll make sure they, you know, parent themselves and hop off social media. So it really is hard for us to parent ourselves to do that sometimes, but it's actually going to help you tune into yourself more if you don't get distracted by what other people are doing. And I mean even by what your friends are doing anytime, or maybe restrict your screen time or whatever. I know this is like a parent, this is like a parenting lesson, I feel like 101. But by the way, I also need to hear this myself. Yeah, it definitely doesn't work for us to be on social media more. And you won't see my content. Oh my God. But it doesn't matter, because you know what? Strangely enough, people just turn up. They do. I get random messages, get people find me. If someone found me and wanted to interview me the other day, she found me on Instagram. My Instagram's horrific. As in, it's messy, it's not scheduled, it's not branded. Half the time the stuff doesn't fit into the square. Because if I held myself back and tried to make it perfect, actually I make so much stuff. If I try to perfect it, it slows me down and I get a funny anxious feeling, you could call it. I know that's like a really new word, anxious. It makes me feel a little stressed. So I don't do it. So I've gone straight back to pretty much, you know, I'll usually be sweaty head making a video. It's just always been that way. Anyway, so we're going to talk about marketing that not only makes it easy to reach more people, more of the right people for you, but it gets to feel good. And even though there are people that are talking about this as a system, the way to get it to feel good, and it's the interview process, is literally because you were doing it for the people that you've actually already got. So when you think about creating content for the people that you've actually already got, and you worry about interviewing some people that are maybe outside the scope as far as knowledge goes to do with what you'd like your clients to hear. So you could go to the side, let's say you're good with a specific niche, go to the side of a niche. Who else do they need to hear from? It's also like, you know, somebody being disciplined by the other parent, or, you know, your auntie said it, or they, in my case, my partner will hear something on a podcast and then say, oh, did you know blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I said that 10 years ago. But anyway, but, you know, so it's like that. So it's like somebody else coming in and reinforcing the things. Now, the way to do it, and I'll just start there because I'm on a roll. Guys, feel free to, please, I'd love it if you could share this video or comment, tell me where you're from actually on Instagram. There's a few people on there who I actually don't even know. If you're on Facebook, share the live. And I've also put the link there if you're just jumping on to join the group at the moment that's free, which is a new monthly membership that I'm launching, which is under $100 a month anyway. It's just going to be insane value. And in the first month in that group, actually, I'm opening up. I'll actually show you how I run the mastermind, which is my own group of clients that get all my love and attention. Well, I mean, you know, apart from my partner and the child. So the interviews. Look, I have this system that I use with my VIP clients that I've done myself for since 1999, I think a year after I registered as a personal trainer, as I started in Fernwood in Sydney as a personal trainer. And I started part-time because I was actually, what was I doing? I did information technology when I first left school. beside the point. But also not, because I'm such a creative and that really taught me to think logically. I'd be going over to the graphic artist all the time. He'd be saying, listen, my stuff's not working, because I was the IT, I was the help desk for the programmers, and I was the tester as well. So I would test the products that they were making. They made software and internal computer-based training things, like I think they call them CRMs now, so customer resource management centers, internal stuff. Regardless, so I was testing that stuff, and I'd always go over to Julian, and he'd kick his computer wouldn't work. I'd look under the desk, he would have kicked the cord out. So it was always a matter of plug the thing in, it's not working. It was funny. Anyway, it taught me to think logically, because before that I would never have figured out to check the cord. It's always the cord, isn't it? Now, I digress. What's that got to do with anything? So probably because I've always liked teaching in groups. So very soon, even after going into Fernwood, I was teaching groups of the trainers, not just groups of clients in classes or personal training, but I was teaching the trainers because I wanted to. So we would just run things, trying to think if they were paid or free. They were free. I remember getting paid for it, probably 2004, in Fitness First with groups of trainers on a weekly basis for either 6 or 8 weeks, depending on how long I was running the course for. So, and I remember there were transactions for that. That was funny. I was so embarrassed. I remember hiding behind the pole on purpose. You know, they were there, but I was hiding behind the pole so that the people that were outside the aerobics room couldn't see. And still, one of my personal training clients actually saw me and said, hey, what were you, she said to me when we were in our session next, she said, what were you doing in there? I said, I was teaching some of the personal training, like in a group, teaching them some stuff. She said, oh, do you think you could come to our work and do that? I said, oh, I know, but that's totally irrelevant. I wasn't even teaching them anything to do with health. I wasn't teaching them. No, what I was teaching them has nothing to do with what I would come in and teach in your work. She said, oh, but you're clearly happy to speak to groups. So just come in and speak to our group. And so that's how the corporate health arm was born. And then I realized that it was very easy to get not just the first free speaking gig to corporate, something else that I need to cover. Probably won't get time to do all that today, though. But it was very easy to get the first free speaking gig in a client's workplace. And then after that, it would turn into a 6-week or 12-week course, or in that scenario with that client in that workplace, it turned into 12 months. Actually, it was more like 18 months. And then at the other office, the sister office, it was a 6-week course, 12-week course, but it turned into 6 months. So, and that's me turning up, doing the talk, blah, blah. I love teaching. So when you can hook into servicing your clients in the way that suits you the best, that's the best thing to do. And then whatever that way is that suits you the best, whatever that part is that you love, I love the teaching. I love being able to win people in my way of thinking too, and getting them to do the thing and figuring out what the right thing is for them to do. So I'm a bit of a chameleon like that, which is why you'll always hear me banging on about not actually having a curriculum. And it's not that I don't have a course with the stuff in it and the emails that lead people through it, but I mean, rarely do they get past email 3, because kinesthetic face-to-face people aren't usually really good at doing that. I found, or maybe it's just people that I attract actually, but they're not like accountant types where they're going to sit in the background and do all the work. It's not me. I actually do all the work. If I'm in somebody's course, I go through everything with a fine-tooth comb and execute everything. Or I always have in the past. I probably wouldn't do that so much now. I'll just do maybe the bits that are right, the bit that I've got time for, to be honest. So if you can take the part of how you teach and just use some of that for the marketing, meaning just share some of that online, it's called content marketing, meaning you're using helpful bits of information and then you're putting it out there so people know that you can help them. Now, the thing that gets missed is we presume, and this is like rampant with massage therapists, for example, coaches the same. You know, they just think, well, they will then go to my website and they will purchase the thing, or they'll contact me from there, but they won't. You have to put call to actions on stuff. And I don't say that enough, but you will see me do it. Like, I was putting call to actions everywhere to come to this thing today. You come to this thing today, what's the first thing that I actually said? Well, one of the first things that I said after setting up the 1,000 screens, it was, here's a monthly membership, because it's a new thing that I'm launching and I am friggin' excited about it. Now, I didn't create this event. I really want to hone this home. This would be a funnel. Looking back, it's accidentally a funnel. You might do that, then you might do my VIP, then you might do whatever. Stay with me for a moment. I didn't engineer this talk today to be part of a funnel. It's just that I have that thing in the background for sale. If people want to do it, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to give them value for doing this and showing up here today, because I will, because I always do, because I'm extremely generous and I'm not going to hold back. I will talk until my time is up, which is about 11:45, I think. I don't know if my partner's going to text me. I've got to help him go pick up a car. A truck, sorry, for work. He has log trucks. So what was I saying? Oh, the funnel. So I know I didn't even realize it. It's so, but what I'm doing is I decided to create this piece of material because Victorians are in lockdown and I like to save people, even if it's not my problem. So even if it's not even any of my business, but that's because that's my personality. And I think that one of the things that you get to bring forth, and you're probably already into this, is that you can't know yourself too well. And so, because I'm always doing, I love personality assessments. My partner and I actually just get off on doing them. We do at least one a month on the weekend. You know, questionnaires. Oh, what did you get? What did you get? It's funny. Even though in the fitness industry, yeah, if you're in the industry, you know what I'm talking about. We've always in gyms doing DISC personality profiling. He'd never done it before. So I did that with him. I did it with him actually the other day. I'll just tell you this very quick story because this is very relevant to communicating with clients. How much of a slob was that? I actually just spilled my water. I'm a DI, so very direct. Very literal when you say things to me. You might be telling me a joke. I'm like, hang on a second, how did that work? So what do you mean? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? And even my daughter will say, Mum, it's a joke. Oh, okay, cool. But I feel like I'm constantly in work mode and taking things seriously because I'm learning to lighten up. But anyways, it's another part of my personality. It's beside the point. But he is a D is like, they'll be the boss. They're usually the boss. The I is like, maybe center of attention, wears bright clothes, very caring, but I'm predominantly D. Now, each situation you're in is different. And he is a C with an S, meaning he's the opposite end of the scale. He's only 4D ISC. He's the cautious, more like an engineer kind of person with a lot of caring, actually, a lot of caring, a lot of mothering, a lot of would do anything for anyone. And the S's and the C's, they don't say what they want. A D says what they want before they've even thought of the words coming out of their mouth. An S and a C will say, they're inferrers. So the him, and I just realized it clicked when we did it together. It clicked because he said the other day, he would say something like, do you want to go and get some breakfast? But he'll say that because he's actually hungry, because he wants to get some breakfast. And I always thought it was because he was doing something because he wants to make me happy. And it is a lot of that as well, but he will still say that same statement, like, or instead of telling me what to do, he'll say, oh, could you do blah, 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 if you want. I'm like, what do you mean if I want, or what? You want me to do it or not? He's like, oh, no, if you want. So he's just pretending he doesn't care. He actually, maybe he doesn't care, I don't know, but they just infer things. Anyway, it's very enlightening. I can highly recommend doing a proper DISC personality profiling. So I hadn't done one for about 20 years. What does that got to do with your clients? So I guess, well, one, be yourself, definitely be yourself, but just be conscious that people will implement change at different levels. And to get people to make inquiries with you, they're going to need different levels of proof. They're going to need different levels of directness. And they're the two opposite ends of the scale. Because if you sit in the middle and you just be a mother and you just be an inferrer and you just be a carer, you're not going to get past face-to-face one-on-ones, very likely. You're probably not even going to want to grow your business past that because you don't want to be seen. Actually, this is a really good question to ask yourself. There's two questions, and I'm doing this in the in the membership site in depth at our next live call. But I want you to ask this to yourself, because this will open up and give some air to the reasons why things will grow versus not grow. What do you actually want? What do you want from life? And how do you want the business to look? And what would be the biggest version of you to show up? What do you want from life? What do you want from yourself? What do you want from life, yourself, your business? And what's the biggest way possible you could show up, be seen? Now, I'm not saying that we have to do this. You don't necessarily have to do the be seen part, the showing up part. But as you would have noticed, working for yourself is the biggest self-development course that you could possibly do in the history of existing. Probably not actually. It might have been, you know, being in war or whatever. So, but at the moment, working for yourself, like, is pretty good for the self-development. Now, when things show up in terms of you not being able to execute, it is because of us not wanting this to happen for some reason. Now, I'm not saying that you have to psychologically figure yourself out and go down the rabbit hole and have trauma or counseling or any of that stuff, but when you write the answers to this down, or even maybe when you write the questions, what comes up for you? Why can't you have it, do it, be it? And answer the question times three. Answer this. So you would answer it on repeat. So write the questions out, answer them, write the questions out, answer them. Answer them three times at least. What comes up? Why can't you have it? And be honest with yourself. Now, you don't have to go through counseling to figure this out. I honestly believe, and to go further down the rabbit hole, this is to some of Brené Brown's stuff. Brené with a B, you've probably heard of her. But I honestly believe that just actually giving air to the thing helps it dissolve. Don't give it any extra meaning. Accept it, love it, thank it. It's part of you. Resisting that it's there is not going to help. Resisting that it's there actually gives its power. It is the power. It is the power. Right, so going back to marketing. So let's pretend you don't want to make videos, or maybe you are already making videos, in which case, bloody fantastic. If you're making videos, make sure you talk on the videos so people can get to know you, so that when you are coaching them or whoever you're coaching, it's very easy to just be yourself. You're going to need to talk about some of the methods that you use so the wrong people don't inquire. If you want your conversion rate to go up, you have to learn to be yourself. Now, one of the easiest ways to start making video or content, and it doubles as fantastic marketing, is the interview process that I was telling you about. Meaning, find some people on the internet, or maybe you actually know them face to face. Maybe you probably actually know them in real life. That's even better because it's easy. And start doing some interviews. You don't necessarily have to go live like this on Facebook. You have to put it on there eventually, but you could just do it on Zoom. If you don't stream it live like what I am, you won't get the face-to-face picture like you would have seen before. You won't actually get that unless you stream it live to Facebook. It'll show up as the speaker speaking one at a time, but it's irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. You're making content. And it feels so good. And I have to tell you this story. One of my girls doing this process, we were in, you know, the country was in lockdown. This was last year, obviously. We're in lockdown by ourselves in Victoria. We're in the naughty corner, Victoria. Anyway, one of my girls, so she was a Spartan contender. She was actually supposed to go to America to compete. That's right. She was supposed to go to America to compete in the first enrollment call, in the first real call that they have with me as clients. We go through some of the biggest, deepest, darkest desires. And that was one of her things. It's got nothing to do with business. I just like to get to know them as a person and know what drives them, know what motivates them is so important. Because it's important that you know this yourself. And, you know, they've got to be two steps in, 2 feet in. You've got to be 2 feet into your business. You've got to be 2 feet into this is just working. It's just how it is. Anything you're doing, it's just working. It's just how it is. And if you are trying something and you don't get a result, then do try something else. But this works because of the enjoyment that you get out of it. Anyway, Sam started interviewing. Her name's Sam Williams. If you go and find the interview that I did with her, she goes through the process of what happened. She messaged me the other day. She's actually had another, I can't remember what she said. She messaged me the other day and told me about another opportunity that's been created because of these interviews that she's doing. Anyway, so she's been interviewing other Spartan women because they need a voice. I don't know how it works with Spartan women, but apparently they don't have much of a voice and they don't get much media coverage either. So she was doing an interview series with them. I'll look her up on my profile. It's Sam Samantha Williams. Or on the Facebook business page, actually. Her testimonial's there to have a look at the story later. Actually, maybe it's on the website as well, katemartinmentor.com. Anyway, so quite far into it, she'd finished the 90 days worth of really intense, fast lots of calls. And then we go to other support calls after that, but they're a bit more spread out just to allow people to keep implementing and have a bit of breathing space for me because I'm pretty intense, I reckon. So anyway, she got picked up by Spartan. She got picked up by the Spartan social media, by the Spartan company itself, and was asked to become a major contributor to their content. So do you think that that's getting her a lot of traction? A lot of everything, actually. Yeah, it's getting her a lot of everything. It's getting her a lot of attention. It's getting her a lot of attraction. It's getting her a lot of traction, literally. And then, so in the background, she's got more eyes on her stuff. She's building more relationships because it's much easier to do that when you do make video and it feels comfortable. I still think she probably hasn't made a video where she's directly speaking to camera like this. However, because she's been doing the interviews, you accidentally get to know her. And it just works brilliantly, brilliantly. Now, some of the thoughts that some of my coaches have had as well, which I find weird, but isn't this interesting where these thoughts come from? And if they've got them, you've probably got them as well. And that is, but what if they talk about their products and services and I don't want to promote their stuff? It's like, well, if you don't want to promote someone else's stuff, don't have them on. All you should be willing to do, really, when you interview someone, is actually promote their stuff. Of course you can talk about and promote your own and you can put your links in the text when you do the stuff. But remember, you're not doing this as part of a launch or a funnel. Of course you can do it that way. Personally with myself, I found it feels disgusting. I don't like it, probably because I actually just don't like following rules. I like thinking for myself. Now it's not that I haven't tried to do things like a funnel, like a step here and then a step here and take people through. I've tried to do it. It doesn't feel any good. And coming back to the full circle of marketing thing, if you just take that thing and you run with it and you do it at least once a month or once a fortnight, because it's very easy to just do a video with people, and you start to go higher with the people that you aim for, as in people that you think will say no, people that you think are better than you, but you still would love them to be able to contribute to your people, watch what happens. And don't do it because you've got stuff to sell or you want to sell theirs. I mean, actually, do whatever you like. You can obviously do whatever you like because you're your own boss. You can do whatever you like. But it feels better if you do it because you're creating content for your people. And that's what you're doing. So one-on-one to groups. The other thing that I actually really want to cover, and I will go into more in depth with online in the membership group, just purely because it's a time thing. I think I'm going to run out of time. I didn't come on here intending to run out of time. And then my partner said, hey, you're going to come take me with blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Something where a lot of coaches now, and there's a lot of courses as well that will teach you to, this is not wrong, but they'll teach you to, you run the thing and you have to go to the coach's course so that I can skip to the next bit. I'll very quickly say this next bit, and if you want it more in depth, there's a longer audio in the Facebook group, and you can listen to it now. It's free. But in that audio, I go into in depth about one of the easiest ways to transfer to online, because online is really, if you think about it, it's a phone call or it's a video, and I mean teaching a course. Without having a curriculum created, it's a consultation, right? But you will run out of time to do those consultations. Now, going from personal training to eventually running online, to me, when I look back, again, looking back, the success came and the ease came because I was so used to doing assessments and having conversations with clients around habits that needed changing, nutrition consults, like all that stuff, like lifestyle stuff. And so I knew that there was a lot of value in the things that I was saying to people. And this is sometimes where personal trainers think, oh, no, but I'm not making them count to 10 with their exercises. And there's a lot of things to be broken around the industrial model of moving this widget and getting paid a dollar. It's not what you do. Your information transforms people's lives. You really have to get that concept. If you look back at anything that you've invested in that you've learned, I bet there are a few circumstances where you've paid, even for your certification, there's a lot of circumstances where you've paid more than a dollar a minute. It makes sense, right? There's a lot of places where you've paid more than a dollar a minute. So getting that's a whole concept in itself, and hopefully you can get that concept. But one of the things, let's drop my pen, that I've noticed made life easy going from having those one-on-one phone calls to actually then having them as run as a group. And again, this is looking back. This is because I've got feedback from the people that do my course. They've realized they just take the format of how I do my course and they run theirs like that. And what happens is they've realized that it works better than anything that they've ever been taught, because usually what we're taught when we run online stuff, now you can do it however you like, but often we're teaching a curriculum. So you'll be running the video like this and there'll be people on the call and you'll be teaching the curriculum, teach, teach, teach. And then you'll be on your Zoom call and you'll say, and has anybody got any questions? Most people aren't used to streaming video and they're not going to just unhook themselves and start asking questions. I'll get to you guys in a minute. I know that you will ask questions on Zoom today, potentially, if you want. But if you're running a live course and then you're just expecting to unlock them, and they don't ask questions, so you don't actually get a chance to tailor the information to them or to build a relationship, which is actually what you are amazing at. Coaches are amazing at building relationships. If you want an information product, you may as well just get on and teach. Okay, I guess they can type their questions in there. Then you've got the recording and you can just show the recording to people for later, which, by the way, I've got in mind as well. The recordings are there. They can have a look at the stuff for later. But the stuff that moves the needle for them, which actually gets them the result, which I'm very happy to deliver because I love doing it this way, it's what it comes back down to, is I unlock them one at a time to talk to me. There isn't a choice. They don't type their questions in. They're in a certain order as well. Like sometimes it's first come, first serve. Sometimes I'll let them know the kind of the time. And like they get 10 times the results they normally would if they were just talking to me by themselves as well. And the reason I know that is because I've had the odd client in, say, for example, Canada or England, which are very hard time zones to get on some of my group calls. So if I'm going to run ads to those places, I'll have to start a group at that time. And that's how I know the difference, because the people that are in England, like they won't get on a call at this time of day. They, because they're on the call by themselves, it's very different. They don't get their group dynamic. And the group dynamic, it's not that they're interjecting or interrupting or helping with the other people. Sometimes they do, especially at the moment, they're really helping each other. But they hear what the other people are going through. So it's, even though you would think it's worse to run a group, it's actually better However, it's one of those things that you probably won't step into until it's necessary because you have physically run out of time in your diary, which is also one of the steps to charging a little bit more because you have physically run out of time in your diary. Now, I'm not saying don't do free or low end, do that as well. But when you physically run out of time in your diary, still keep doing some of that because that's your marketing. But it's easier to put your prices up over here with one or two things, one or two services that you do offer. Have you got any questions? You guys that are on, you guys that are on Zoom, I can unlock you if you would like me to. Otherwise, type your questions in for me. But I did say that I was actually going to unlock you on Zoom. So I will unlock you on Zoom if you are willing to actually ask a question. Did that just get too scary and people just jumped off? Quite possible. It's always quite possible. Let me just go over to Facebook, see if there's any questions there, even though I thought that I wouldn't be able to.
Hi, Kate.
Does that make sense? Just type a yes somewhere for me so I can even make sure my tech is working. I am interacting as Kate. Yeah.
Why not?
I'm live. The questions are over there. So what would be your largest project? What would be the largest way that you could actually be seen? These are the questions if you've just jumped onto Journal for Yourself. Someone's asked a question. Thank you, Miranda. You can hear me. So what would be the thing that comes up for you? Why can't you have it? Oh, hang on a sec. What do you want from life, yourself and your business? And what's the biggest way possible that you could show up to be seen? Now, I get that you might be more on the introverted side and you don't actually have to necessarily show up that way. You don't necessarily have to be making video. It's just that, well, the reason I'm making video, and this is, again, something I can go into in more detail in the group because I've got, like, I can create content in there all the time. I know I can put it out here for some reason, you know, what Facebook's like. People don't actually see things on business pages. It doesn't get circulated, but it does in a group at the moment, kind of. I've totally forgotten the point that I was actually going to make. It'll come back. So the questions, what do you want from life, yourself, your business? What's the biggest way you could possibly show up to be seen, regardless of if you're introverted? What would really light you up? It could be talking to groups. It could be, you know, maybe you really want to talk to a lot of people. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just really want to be known and you want to be a best-selling author. Maybe you want to be booked out with clients. Like, what is it you want? By the way, this is the actual only real magic key that you need. And then the rest of everything, we just have to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get on with it. Actually start having enjoyment and fun in your life and have a good time. And that's the other key to allowing those things to come, because the opportunities will be created. Opportunities will be created. Because when I first started working with Sam, for example, this is the interview, the Spartan, West Spartan picture. Our goal wasn't to become a content creator for the Spartan website or for the Spartan social media channel. That wasn't even in the scope of anything. Nothing. Because the reason I gave you that example of interviewing and online was because prior to COVID, the one way, one of the main ways that I teach and the main thing that I've been doing for 22 years is doing free seminars. Because, well, one, actually, it's because I like talking and it's easier for me than writing blog posts or writing books. Accidentally, looking back, the thing that it's created is it creates instant authority. Even though the content that I'm delivering would be the same content that somebody would be getting in the first one or two personal training sessions. However, in COVID, we could not do seminars, obviously, around the world. It stopped. So I went to the interview process. Okay, how long is a realistic timeline to go from one-on-one and small groups to online? Good question. Actually, I actually said this in the audio in that group. I'm not sure if you're in the group as well, but is it realistic? is it realistic to think you can have both and a busy person training student online offerings? Yeah, but I think it's realistic to look, it's a personal thing. It's very much a personal thing as far as is it realistic. With myself, the amount of projects that I like doing, I have constantly been told, I don't listen to people anymore, but I've constantly been told that's not, don't do that. It's not realistic. Don't do this many things. Stop following the shiny object. I don't know if you can see that, it's glittering. I like shiny, glittery things. No, it's irrelevant. I'm not talking about following glittery things down the rabbit hole of marketing, all that stuff, but I like executing a lot of things at once because it's me. I'm still that way now. And actually what I've realized for myself, and it's a side note, what I've realized for myself recently is like everything's online. Well, 99.99% of all my business and transactions are online, and I don't like it. As in, I love what I do and I love helping the coaches, but I'd like it to be 50-50. I'd like it to be 50% face-to-face and 50% online. So that's what it's going to be, because you can change business. You must have I personally think everybody should have a go at it. It won't be easy if what you're doing in the face-to-face realm is still learning. If you're still in a learning phase and you haven't, I guess, nutted it down so that you don't have to think too much about it, it's a very, very impossible to answer question. Is it realistic to think that you could do both, have a business personal training studio and online offerings? I think to have all eggs in one basket and just be offering face-to-face at the moment is like ridiculous. I think it, because it's a lot easier to run online stuff than what we think. And if you've never been in it, this is the other reason to actually maybe even try random people's online courses. And if you want the least version of technology ones available, like that's why to do the membership, purely because then you can see how it would be run. How it's run is like this. It's like video, and I'll create it for the people that are in there. There are a few courses, a few people that do things like that, but most of it, when they go to build the online tech thing, and this is the stuff that's overwhelming, is they create things and then create a link and somebody purchases it, and you have to have all this technology set up and you've got the recordings there and that you've already created a course. If you try to do that, no. I actually spent 12 months doing that myself. This was in 2012. Spent like a whole year recording video because I was like making myself feel sick doing it. It was horrible. I put a lot of makeup on and wore different colored shirts depending on the subject that I was talking about, like, you know, following the text on the teleprompter and just doing it proper. And there was over 130 people in that first round of, it was more like a post baby weight loss course. But it's a good one, isn't it? Their videos were viewed like 3 or 4 times, so I didn't really need to be spending that much time making the material. And there were some exercises in there and some stuff for people to do. Now, there was a VIP version of it, and this is what I'm saying, is there gets to be a VIP version. When you get used to delivering information, that's all you need to learn to do. Deliver information, do the one-on-one. The time that it takes to go from one-on-one to groups can be as little as a minute's decision. And I don't take a minute to make a decision, to be honest, but I'm quite quick because I'm very confident with stuff, but not obviously with everything in life. But I guess it comes from necessity and not having enough time to do it the other way around. So can you take more people one-on-one? The question was, how long is a realistic timeline to go from one-on-one small groups online? One-on-one online to small groups online. Realistic is after 2 or 3 weeks of coaching people one-on-one online. Let's say you've got something and it's going to go for 12 weeks or 8 weeks and you're going to talk to them every week. I think, and it's up to you and how you coach, but when you're up to week 3 or 4, this is what I found with clients, when they're up to week 3 or 4 with those people, they don't all have to have started at the same time, obviously. They could be communicating through a Facebook group. They can be texting you. It's irrelevant. But usually when you're up to week 3 or 4, you're like, oh, I've got this. I know what I'm doing. And so then the next person that comes, when you enroll them, they know that it's done as a group. Now, does it mean that you have a group? Not necessarily. it means that you might be waiting another 2 weeks for somebody else to join that call, but at least that person was initiated thinking that it was potentially going to be a group. They just kind of got lucky because there was no one else in the group at the time. That's the answer. Does that answer the question? Realistic to think that you could have both in a busy personal training studio? Yes, definitely. The thing that will give you breathing space all the time, while I do a dance with my shoulders, is it's actually having a higher end product or offer. If you do a lot of low end online, for example, like the membership site thing that I'm running, I can afford breathing space wise to have that because I have majority high end stuff. I can afford to do seminars and stuff because I have other products. Now, I didn't set business up like that on purpose. I like talking, so I would always probably be doing that anyway. I always have. Randa, so in my space, doing interviews with others in my free Facebook group at the moment is a good plan in place of the free seminars. Yes, and do it on the Facebook business page though. Do not unmute me. My husband's getting concrete. No problem. I won't unmute you guys unless you ask me to. So yeah, do it on the business page. Make it public. Why not? More people get to see it. Do it on the business page and then you can share it into the group later. You can obviously always do it in your group as well, and you can use it as a promotion to get people into the group. You can do it however you like. That is actually how I built this. The Facebook group that most of you guys, if you're watching this, are probably in. This page doesn't share it much. Yeah, but you can share it manually yourself. You can't share it if it's in a group. That's my point. The Bitches page doesn't share it much, like short term, but long term, Google actually finds business pages now. It never used to, which is why it was kind of pointless having a business page until it used to circulate. Facebook will change its climate all the time. It's like, we don't really have to worry too much about what's going on there, I don't think. Just worry about yourself and just know that you have all these free platforms that at your disposal, so you're just like being silly if you don't use them. Really, because they won't always be, or they'll change, or you'll just get used to the way Facebook works or Instagram works and it'll change. And the fact is that we have all these free places, so why wouldn't we, really? Does that answer the questions, guys? What else did I say that I was going to talk about today? Let me go and have a look at my notes. One-on-one to group coaching, getting yourself to make material and marketing that works. Like, honestly, I have... Even my biggest introverts that I coach love, actually one of them wrote a message in the group this morning, oh my God, I just love the interview process. Just loves it. She loves it. And even just finding people for that interview, for the interview process that she's doing, she picked up clients accidentally because of some of the posts that she made about, you know, getting people on to do things. And actually one of the questions that she had, and I'll just finish with this, this will answer a few questions, is she was worried about people, you know, not aligning with her values and stuff. But that's why I said, firstly, start with people that you know and you like and you trust. That's what I did. I was often interviewing a girlfriend of mine who's a naturopath, actually, sometimes for content that we made that actually never paid content, often stuff that would accidentally grow my email list. And I say accidentally because I didn't know how else to get it to people, because sometimes I would say, hey, it's in this free group over here. If you join the group, you'll be able to see it. And that pretty much grew my Facebook group. My Facebook group that most of you guys are in, if you've spoken to me in there, The Art of Tripling Your Personal Training Business, that it was never used to be called that. I've changed the names a few times. But that used to be a group just of my personal training clients and just of anybody that I knew in health. So that's how that started, and then I just changed the name of it. Probably more out of laziness, guys, as in not technically lazy, but I am the person who will find the shortest way to do it or the quickest way to get paid so I can get somebody else to do it. I don't know why that is. I put it down to the fact that I saw my parents they owned taxi cabs, so they worked very hard. I would watch them work very hard and getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning to wash the tabs. They're amazing, amazing, hardworking humans. And I remember thinking to myself, there's no way I'm working that hard. So what do? Be a personal trainer for 20 years and get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. But I was able to have a nap. So I would often have a nap and be made feel lazy if my parents knew I was having a nap. But I didn't live at home from the age of about 18 anyway. Have you guys got any questions? Because otherwise I'm going to leave it there. I've been going for like about an hour now. Good question, Di. That's actually what I made the audio on, the timeline to go from that to that, how to say, what to execute. I just went into a little bit more detail than what I've said now. If you're over on Instagram, there's a link to join the group for free at the moment called Next Level Coaches, where I'm doing constant material sharing in there on everything that I've gone into today. And what I want to finish with is, I wish I had one of those cool taglines that I could finish with the people say at the end. I don't have one. But you really get to be you and do what feels good and give. Because if you're a coach, you like helping people. So do more of that. And at the same time, check in with yourself on a regular basis or check in with somebody who understands finances, because you do need to have offers. So as soon as I started this, I put the link on the Facebook Live where I am, which no one sees Facebook, so what does that matter anyway? But if you're on Instagram, there's a link in my bio. If you're not, then there's links elsewhere, everywhere, all over social media, and actually on the front page of my website, katemartinmentor.com. Huge bonuses for the first couple of people that actually become paying clients in there, and it's free for the next week anyway, so just go and get the material that I've put in there already. And plus, you know, you get to Q&A with me like this on a regular basis, so why would you not do it? Because it's just so cool. And just remember, yes, there are so many ways that you can do stuff, but when you work for yourself, you absolutely have to take care of yourself. So do that. Take care of yourself. When you don't feel like making content, don't fucking make content. Who cares? Honestly, look after yourself. We have to do business a different way. People that work for themselves have to do business a different way. Females have to do it another different way, I think, or if you're the predominant carer of children. Sometimes you're just not going to have time. So learn to do what is the thing that actually makes the needle move, and that is inviting people to your stuff, making sure there's call to actions on things, telling people how they can work with you. Don't send them to links initially. Get them to speak to you on the phone so you can even figure out if they are the right person for you. Those scripts and things for you to use, which I will give you, is actually also part of what we're going through in the course in the Next Level Coaches is what we're doing. It's the theme of the month is the sales. And I'm also showing everybody inside the mastermind group that I run myself and showing you therefore how to run your own. But that's what I was talking about at the beginning. So go back and watch this recording if you are only just jumping on now, because this has been one of the most value-packed pieces of content that I've ever done for the next level of your business, whether it's next level online or next level upgrading yourself as far as getting out of the way of your emotions and actually feeling more, I should say. Just getting out of the way of yourself and taking your business and your life to the next level. There you go. That could be my tagline. Talk to you soon, guys. It's been awesome. If I can figure out how to shut this, as in I know how to shut Zoom, but I'm not quite so sure about Instagram. Feel free to send me any questions and I will see you in the group.